Welcome to Queensway Pentecostal Church, leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. We hope you're blessed and inspired by today's message. Well, here we are, everyone. Easter Sunday 2020. Could you have believed that we would gather like this in this way? So amazing. Let me ask you a question or make a statement to you. He is risen. And what do you say? He's risen indeed. And you can shout it as loud as you want. Let's say it again. He is risen. He's risen indeed. Oh man, I'm so excited. I hope that you're with me. If there was ever a day to celebrate, today is that day. No matter the situations we find ourselves in, there is one thing. There's one thing that remains, and it's simply that Jesus is risen. Oh man, I'm so glad. So today I'm going to begin with a story, something a little different. It's written by Joe Aldrich to paint a picture for us. So I need you to focus in. I'm not going to necessarily put it up on the screen. I just want you to listen closely. The angel Gabriel approached Jesus and said, "Master, you have suffered terribly for mankind down there." "I did," he said. "And," continued Gabriel, "do they know all about how you loved them and what you did for them?" "Oh no," said Jesus, "not yet. Right now, only a handful of people in Palestine know." Gabriel was perplexed. "Then what have you done," he asked, "to let everyone know about your love for them?" Jesus said, "Well, I've asked Peter, James, John, and a few more of my friends to tell other people about me. Those who are told will in turn tell still other people about me, and my story will spread to the farthest reaches of the globe. Ultimately, all of mankind will have heard about my life and what I've done." Gabriel frowned and looked rather skeptical. He knew well what poor stuff men were made of. "Yes," Gabriel said, but what if Peter and James and John grow weary? What if the people who come after them forget? What if way down in the 21st century, people just don't tell others about you? Haven't you made any other plans?" And Jesus answered, "I haven't made any other plans. I'm counting on them." The Lord Jesus is counting on us today. Did you know that? He is counting on us today. It's funny, Jesus is all powerful, as I mentioned on Good Friday, yet he still uses me. He still uses you, and his plan is for us. Did you know that? His plan is for us, and he's gonna use us. Some of you are scared. You're thinking he uses us like he's gonna use me. Oh my goodness, what's gonna happen? I don't know what to do, oh man. Yes, absolutely. He uses us. And that's what we learn from the scriptures. That's what we learn from the gospel. That's what we learn on Easter Sunday, is that he uses us. So good. I'm so honored that you've been with us so far. This is part five, of a series of messages titled Easter Upside Down. And it's just been a great journey we've been on. A few weeks before Easter, leading into Easter, man, that video that we just watched, so exciting. Go and make disciples. That's what I want to leave you with today. So we're going to read from the book of Luke, chapter 24. We're going to read it in two parts, so just follow along with me. We'll start in verse 1. It says this in Luke 24, verse 1. "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise.' And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest." So we're going to jump forward to verse 36 in the same chapter of Luke. Verse 36 is, "As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace to you. But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that is, I myself, touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, this amazing scene, he said to them this, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Excuse me. Verse 44. And then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Wow. Wow. Where to begin? There's so much in this text. You're thinking, Pastor Jay, why'd you read such a long passage? Well, I didn't even read the whole thing. And the truth is, I just wanted to give us the fullest picture I could this morning. You see, he has risen. Jesus has risen. Every Easter weekend, I find that I'm on a personal journey from Good Friday towards Easter Sunday. For the last 3 years, I've had the privilege of sharing the gospel with our QPC church family on Easter weekends. There's no doubt in my mind that every answer that we face in these days, let me be clear, every answer that we face in these days, the answers are in Scripture. For all those questions that we face, there's nothing that has happened in our recent days that has changed my mind of that. Just this week, I've heard story after story about how God has moved and ministered, touched lives as well, across our province and our country. God is doing something. Right now, he's doing something in Espanola. He's doing something in Ontario. And he's doing great things across Canada. And I believe that that's happening around our world as well. Because of what's going on around us, people are once again aware of our mortality. Do you know that you're not going to live forever? We're not going to be on this earth forever. We know that our bodies will be left behind, but our spirits, if we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have new life, new bodies with him in heaven. We aren't as physically strong as we'd like to think we are. Some of us think, oh, I'm so strong. I'm just oozing with strength. The truth is not all of us are physically strong, and not just whether we know it or not. The truth is we're not as physically strong as sometimes we think we are. We don't control as much as we think that we control. Have you ever met a control freak when they realize they're not in control? My gosh, talk about Jesus come quickly. It's craziness. But the truth is that we aren't in control of as much as we think we are. So much is out of our hands. But let me tell you one truth today. Jesus holds all things in the palms of his hands. He holds all things in his hands. So in these days, what does the resurrection teach us about the Lord Jesus? Well, here's our first thought for today. What does the resurrection teach us about the Lord Jesus? It teaches us that Jesus always keeps his word. Jesus always keeps his word. As those who visited the tomb on that resurrection Sunday, we see that often we look for Jesus physically in the wrong place. We're looking for him in a place where he isn't even at. Often we read the scripture, we learn his word, but when it comes to practice, we mysteriously forget what he's told us. I assure you today that Jesus always keeps his word. You can take it to the bank. Jesus always keeps his word. One commentator wrote this about the resurrection accounts in scripture. It says this, they did not expect to find an empty tomb. This shows that the resurrection accounts cannot be the product of wishful thinking. They were not even expecting that it could happen. It was out of the minds of these followers of Jesus. They weren't even thinking about the possibility of him not being in that tomb. Yet he always keeps his word. We know, in fact, that the tomb was not rolled away for Jesus. He wasn't the one that rolled away that tomb. It was rolled away so that we would understand that he's not there. Jesus could pass through any material barrier. That stone was no issue for him. We learn of this in John chapter 20, verse 19. You see, we see these two men in dazzling apparel. I think that's an awesome description for us today. Just as the birth of Jesus was announced to a few humble people, the shepherds, considered unimportant by their culture. They were the outsiders. They're the ones left behind, so to speak. This announcement by these two angels came to the women who deeply loved Jesus. That's who was there that morning. They were the ones that would share the greatest news to those who were still in a position of grief. Jesus' close friends, his followers, were still grieving at what had taken place just a few hours earlier, really, on Good Friday. You see, these women were the first ones to begin to understand that Jesus always keeps his word. These were the first ones that got a glimpse into that world. We often, for some strange reason, look for Jesus in dead things. We look for Jesus in religion, rules, our own efforts, being so formal and that we should do things a certain structured way. But Jesus will never be found in the things of this world. Jesus will never be found in the things of this world. We find Jesus in the resurrected life. We find him alive. You won't find Jesus among dead things. You'll find Jesus among things that are full of life, full of breath, full of air in their lungs, full of vitality, full of life, fully alive. That's where Jesus is. To me, there's nothing more disappointing than a church, whether it's one building or a group of people or even a bunch of them. There's nothing more disappointing than a church that is not alive. Let me ask you a question today. Are you alive? Are you alive today? How would your neighbors describe you? How would your family describe you? Are you alive? I have to ask myself the same questions. How would my neighbors, how would my family describe me? Would they describe me as someone who is alive? Today we're reminded that death is defeated. Do you know that because of Jesus, there's no more suffering for those that have put him into their lives and have accepted him as our Lord and Savior? You see, the grave is empty. Evil suffered one final defeat when Jesus died on the cross, went to hell, grabbed the keys of death and Hades, and came back to life. It was defeated. It never has to be dealt with ever again. Death is defeated because of Jesus. Remember, Jesus always keeps his word. I think it's important for us to understand the context of what these people knew about Jesus in Luke chapter 24. What was their worldview of Jesus? What was their perception of Jesus? What did they understand about him? They knew his name and where he was from. They knew he was a prophet. They knew he was mighty in deed and word. They knew he was crucified, obviously. They knew he promised to redeem Israel. They knew others had said he rose from the dead. In Luke 24, they begin to hear that Jesus has risen from the dead. That's what they knew in this chapter. Take note of the context in which these folks knew Jesus. Always remember, Jesus always keeps his word. Jesus always keeps his word. When we look back at the scriptures from Genesis into the New Testament, we learn about Jesus constantly. Do you know that Jesus is woven throughout the scriptures? Do you know that the whole Bible has Jesus woven throughout it? Every page, every chapter, every verse has Jesus throughout the scriptures. Jesus is, let me tell you this morning, Jesus is the seed of the woman whose heel was bruised. the blessing of Abraham to all nations, the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, the man who wrestled with Jacob, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the voice from the burning bush, the Passover lamb, the prophet greater than Moses, the captain of the Lord's army to Joshua, the ultimate kinsman redeemer mentioned in Ruth, the son of David, who was a king greater than David, the suffering savior of Psalm 22, the good shepherd of Psalm 23, the wisdom of Proverbs, and the lover of the Song of Solomon, the savior described in the prophets and the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, the princely Messiah of Daniel, who would establish a kingdom that would never end. That's Jesus in the scriptures. We've read about him our whole lives. We know him. We know him from beginning to the end. That is Jesus. You see, these truths remain the same to this day. They have not changed. They will not change. You see, we are a kingdom of priests that will reign with Jesus. Church, let me ask you this question. Let me make this statement to you. Jesus, he is worthy. He is worthy of all of our praise and adoration. He is worthy. Can I get an amen from somebody out there? He is worthy. Do you agree with me today that Jesus is worthy? Oh man, you got me fired up, and I'm not even in the same room with you. You got me fired up. Jesus, oh man, so good. Jesus always keeps his word. Our second point or thought for today is this: the return of the king. The return of the king. After the ladies return to the disciples from the tomb, we see two followers on the road to Emmaus in which Jesus appears to these two individuals. In this moment, Jesus' return comes into full fruition. The disciples, his friends, see him with unveiled face. After he meets these disciples on the road, he finds the rest of the disciples in person in Jerusalem. Jesus comes face to face with them with unveiled face. These disciples begin to realize that the king has returned. What they thought was lost forever. No. The king has returned. He is the Messiah. He is the one who will save us. You see, Jesus returns. His return means that today, just like that first resurrection Sunday, we can now have true peace. Let me ask you a question. Do you have true peace today? True peace only comes from heaven to us. You see, it's a beautiful exchange. Peace can't come from, I can't give you true peace and you can't give me true peace. True peace only comes from our Father in heaven. You see, God's peace reveals to us that our peace is in his hands. Our peace is in his hands. He holds us in his hands. That's why there's true peace in him. In this appearance with the disciples, we learn that Jesus wanted to demonstrate his authenticity, how real he is. Jesus was interested in demonstrating this to these disciples. Jesus ate in their presence. His body was real. It was a physical body. Though he's different than us, he is real. Jesus is real. He wasn't some phantom or ghost. Jesus is the real deal. He was actually in the space with these people. When Jesus comes into our lives, things are revealed around us. Just as the temple veil was torn in two when Jesus breathed his last breath, I'm reminded today that Jesus still reveals himself to us. Did you know that, church? Jesus still reveals himself to us. He speaks to us through nature and art and song and poetry. He speaks to us through words of affirmation. He speaks to us through his word, the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. This is how he speaks to us in these days. My prayer today, just as in the first resurrection day, that God would continue to open our understanding of the things of God. That's my prayer and desire today. God, would you continue to reveal your word, your spirit, your teachings to us through the scriptures. Church, I've met many people over the years that for whatever reason can't comprehend the scriptures. We just have trouble with it. For some, it's a submission issue. For others, it's a pride issue. For others, it's a devotion issue. For some, it's just plain ignorance. Today, my prayer is that God will give you and me the supernatural ability to understand the scriptures. That's my prayer, is that God would open the scriptures wide open to us today. God, would you remove the veil from my own eyes? Every week as I take time to prepare messages and sermons for our church, I look through the scriptures and what ones God would have us or have me use in relation to the topics and subjects he's led us to teach on. It's difficult and a challenging task often for many weeks. Every week I find myself asking the Lord for the ability to comprehend and understand what he is saying through these scriptures. I can share my thoughts, but I'm not really interested in my thoughts. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can share what comes to my mind, but that's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in what the Spirit of God is trying to speak to his people in this community. That's what I'm trying to hear from the Lord. God, what would you speak to Queensway and Espanola? What are you speaking to your people right here, right now? You see, the return of the King is about the revelation of Scripture coming alive within us once again. Let me repeat this. It's vital. You see, the return of the King is about the revelation of Scripture coming alive within us. Again, we've never had a greater need, for revelation when it comes to the Word of God. We need it to be revealed to us. We need it to be given to us by God, saying, this is what this means. This is how you interpret it. This is how it will change the course of your life. Church, we need revelation. We need a veil taken away. We need revelation. We're going to end off here, and one final thought for this morning. And I'm keeping it simple so that all of you can remember it along with me. It's this. Go. Now, don't go anywhere yet. Go. Go, go, go. But stay seated for just a second. Church, it's time. Your day has come. The time you've been waiting for has arrived. Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20 says this. Now, the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on the earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always, to the end of the age. You see, church, today this is a simple closing statement. Now is the time to get up. Shake off the dust. Get off of the sidelines. Slay the giants in front of you. He is risen. That's what we are celebrating today. He is risen. It's our job to go tell someone about it. Can you tell someone about it? Go tell your dog if you're scared to talk to somebody. Find somebody. Tell someone about the Lord Jesus. It's our responsibility. You see, the best part for me about being in this online forum today is that I know there is somebody who needs to hear about Jesus today. Yes, I know you're watching. There is somebody that needs to hear about Jesus today. I know there's someone who's checked in with our online Easter Sunday service today. You've had questions without answers. You can't make sense of everything that's happened to you. You may be concerned about what's next. But remember this, I want you to know that we have good news for you today. Jesus is the answer. I want you to hear me today. Jesus is the answer. He's the one, the answer that you've been looking for. You don't have to look any further. You've found the answer to your greatest question. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Let me ask you a question today. If you want to accept Jesus into your life today, I want you to click the button that's about to pop up on our chat screen, just either below or beside this video, however you're watching this. And I want you to click the button that says, raise your hand. Click it so that we know about your decision to follow Christ. We want to know about your decision. We want to be able to connect with you and follow up with you and pray for you. That's our heart, is that we'd be able to tell you more about Jesus, tell you more about the King of Kings, answer any questions that you may have. We want to help you with your new commitment to Jesus. So if you want Jesus to come into your life, I want you to pray this prayer with me today. Can you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you today. You've made the best decision of your life. No decision will ever compare to the one you've just made today to accept Jesus into your life. Oh man, this is so amazing. I'm so excited for you. I'm so glad that you've chosen and made this awesome decision for Christ today. Thank you to everyone who's been a part of our online services this Easter. It's been an awesome chance to connect with folks from our church as well as people across our region and across our province. Moving forward, we're going to be adding to our online experience. I believe that God has opened a door for Queensway online, and we're going to walk through it. That's right. I believe God's opened a door for us online, and we're going to walk right through it. If you'd like to know more about our church and what it means to be a Christian, I want you to watch out in the next few days and weeks as we share information about a program called Growth Track. We'll be hosting a Growth Track online. It's a four weeks of sessions for Growth Track. And the purpose of this is to help us grow in our faith, learn more about Queensway Pentecostal Church, and learn about the spiritual gifts that God has put into every one of us. That's what we do at Growth Track. We learn about Jesus, we learn about our church, and we learn about something new about ourselves and how we can serve God in that capacity. Church, I want to tell you something. I want you to get excited. Church, it is time to worship. A link's going to pop up in your screen. I want you to click it. It is time to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to share one thing with all of you before you go. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Happy Resurrection Sunday, church. See you next week. Same time, same place, 9 and 10:30 a.m. So glad that you've been able to join us. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. If you would like more information on who we are, visit our website at qpcespanola.com.